National Security Council voting to pass a U.S. drafted resolution supporting the ending 8 months of brutal fighting.
Hamas can now see that the international community is united.
The Biden administration's ambassador to the body is saying only Hamas is standing in the way of the deal. Obama saying that the U.S. will make sure Israel has all of its obligations. Meanwhile, both Palestinian protesters clashed with police on the UCLA campus over 2 dozen arrests. Former President Trump had a remote interview Monday with a New York probation officer. That interview required of all of them to be on prior sentences. Trump was welcomed remotely by the Life and Liberty Forum, which has taken a strong stance against abortion.
I want to thank each and every one of you for your
never back down, never gonna quit. Never back down, never gonna quit.
I've earned it because
the jury deciding the guilt or innocence of Hunter Biden will resume deliberations in the morning. Filling up for a summer road
trip. A low
trip
of 45 degrees with light and variable winds. 73 for Tuesday with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms through
week
Tuesday
after week,
evening.
Gas prices have been coming down. Now
Wednesday, sunny, warm, and breezy at times.
This time
high
last year, according to new data
Thursday,
out from the
82,
energy department, the average
humid
price
with showers
is down
and thunderstorms passing through the region. Less humid and pleasant Friday, high of 80. Saturday, sunshine at times. A chance of showers late in the day and a high of 82.
Prices have been lower. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Washington state man charged with second-degree murder and assault after he allegedly killed a teen because he mistook an airsoft gun for a real firearm. Off-duty security guard Aaron Brown Myers.
I was just existing. Temptation I wasn't resisting.
Outside of Seattle.
My best friend was a model and I proved.
Because it was malfunctioning.
That
Dave
was
McAfee.
Me.
Before you, I'm Terry Carr. Wisconsin weather is changing and all of us.
I didn't answer to no one. All I cared about was having fun. Every girl I went with, Mama did not approve.
We're experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest.
Like a catfish line without a sinker.
First time a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin.
A signal.
Racing record crowds at Road America as Will Power won the IndyCar Grand Prix in golf. Ernie Els won the AmFam Championship in Madison.
I want to thank everybody for coming out this week. This grid's unbelievable. You know, this is definitely the best grid we play on tour.
Els Cobra
tonight's a mostly clear sky. Mid-40s in the overnight with light winds. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. South winds developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs reaching the lower 70s. Winds and showers and some thunderstorms possible in the late day. It's 47 at our studios. Todd Allmark.
Everybody be with us next time. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers and Jane Madden. I kick off our statewide tour. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allmark Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Elvis Eatonoff, coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our guests joining us, but we have some business we have to take care of first. Our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest runs all this week. We play it 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5, and 7 o'clock. You want to listen for the word? You have to text it in using the Civic Media app. This hour's word is freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. The word this hour is freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. You are entered to win a Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. That's every hour that you play. One winner per day picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. And then everybody, whether you win a prize or not, everybody is entered into the grand prize drawing. We're going to have two grand prize winners. They get to pick where they want their summer staycation to be, and we're going to even give you guests to get there. So you can pick from Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So text the word freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, up until noon today, and you will be entered for the draw.
And folks, don't use voice to text. Don't use anything else, because we're seeing a lot of misspellings, a lot of non-entries coming in. Not Cleedum, not Freedom. It's Freedom.
It's Freedom, yeah.
Not Kevin. Now we got to get Kevin one day.
Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. That is the word to text. You have until noon. We'll remind you throughout the course of the show. All right, one of our guests is joining us on live stream. One of our guests is on the phone. Very excited to be talking to these ladies. Kai Gardner-Mishlo is the Executive Director of Jewish Social Services in Madison. And Kateri Klingel is an adherent of the Consistent Life Ethic. And they're kind of on opposite sides of the abortion issue. And that is the whole point, for these two women to come together to find out what we can actually agree on. So, ladies, thank you so very much for joining us. Good morning, Kai. Good morning, Kateri. So, who wants to start with how you guys even came together to talk about this?
Kai, I'll let you take the lead here. Ain't dead, you ain't going crazy.
It's all in your
It's so nice to be with you here on the show also.
And that's kind of the whole point of what we're trying to do here at Civic Media, is to have conversations about difficult things without... Nothing gets done if all we do is yell at each other. It just isn't productive. Nothing gets accomplished, and demonizing each other continually is also really counterproductive. Yeah. Yeah. But so when he's yelling, ain't going crazy, it doesn't really make you want to believe that they believe it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't want someone screaming their opinion at me. It's like, understand. Or, I mean, unfortunately, like that person anymore either. It's like, they're just yelling at me. This doesn't feel nice. This doesn't feel good or informative.
So let's start, first of all, I give me your views on abortion. I'm curious to hear both Kateri and your views on the issue of abortion.
So first I want to say that. As far as what my belief system is, it is that we need body autonomy. Women, folks who can become pregnant need autonomy to make decisions regarding whether they're going to carry full term or terminate. But rarely is it a simple decision.
Don't you wanna see more than this? How about we blow this town a goodbye kiss? Don't you wanna get out of here? Why don't we leave our troubles in the rearview mirror? I got a little bit of cash saved up, just a little bit of change in my coffee cup. It ain't a lot, but baby, it's enough. We're gonna ride on love, ride on love. I'm on the move to my wedding place, so we're gonna go. Everyone knows what's wrong.
And every case, as you said, is different. Every pregnancy is different. All pregnancies don't run the same way. There can be all kinds of issues that pop up at different points in every woman's pregnancy. Okay, Terry, so what is your, where you land on this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's an issue of the health system and the system. I agree with the health system like that, in which I believe that all human beings are persons, right? When someone's pregnant, it's not any other species other than human. And I believe it's dangerous to engage in a decision about which human beings are persons and which ones are not. And I believe that all human beings who are persons have a right to live a life free from violence. That's from conception to natural death. Now, I believe that the approach that is given forgives the whole throughout the lifespan. And this is where surface abortion phenomenon arrives and join in. Because I believe that those farmers together protect the very issues of higher ways that still can acknowledge and value the lives of both individuals, both groups, whether pregnant.
Our guest, are Kai Gardner Mishlo and Terry Quindle. And we're talking about essentially it's called in Wisconsin 14. 14 people have been brought together to try and find common ground about what is a obviously a very contentious issue. So I'm assuming that some of the things that we can all agree on is there needs to be more help for women after they give birth. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
So did you want to?
We're local radio, locally owned, staffed, managed, and focused on local community service.
I love you guys. You are the best.
Country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
Wisconsin, we're not taking care of women for 12 months, and only 46 states are doing that. Whistling a song. You know. Post-delivery, postpartum. So,
a big river boat, making sure that we provide more support. She's heading for New Orleans, and taking family leave, including adopting around the bend. So these are some of the things that we could agree on. Roll on, Mississippi. You know, it's important for the health of the child, the health of that family, of that person, of the community, and overall society as well.
Like it is interesting to me that there is so much pushback, at least from one side, on expanding this coverage for Medicaid for women for a year. That seems like a no-brainer, especially when we start looking at maternal mortality rates. It's frightening.
Yeah, it's absolutely extraordinarily concerning. I think that's also why Starts With Us wanted to have us get together, right? Because I don't fall on one side of the political spectrum or another. And I certainly believe that we have to address the root causes here. If the majority of people who are obtaining abortions are doing so because they feel they don't have a choice, that's extremely concerning, right? And that's the majority of people. There's so much work that we can do together. And we really want to call on the state of Wisconsin and say, all right, if you value families, if you value the individuals living here, let's see it. Let's not be the last thing to expand this coverage. Let's really show that we care about the whole person, the whole family, and the proposals we've come up with really emphasize that.
Well, and as you both pointed out, we are only one of 10 states that have not expanded Medicare. And as you said too, Kateri, if you're going to proclaim to be pro-family and pro-woman and pro-babies and all of these things, then there need to be some systems in place to make this easier for women, right?
Precisely. Yeah, and it's not just this coverage that we're talking about with Medicaid, but it's also thinking about what information are we providing when women find themselves pregnant. Do they really know all the options that are available to them? Another one of our proposals, and you can find this online at our Starts With Us website. You can give back feedback at www.citizensolutions.us/Wisconsin, is that we should have at both pregnancy centers that support women keeping their child and at facilities that offer abortions a full spectrum of all of the things that are available to them, of exactly an understanding of what's occurring in their body, so that they have an informed decision and have community.
We're going to keep this conversation going after a very, very short break. Stay with us. Kai Gardner, Mishlove, and Kateri Klingel are our guests. They're among the Wisconsin 14, and we're talking about abortion and where we can agree on this very sensitive issue. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
On the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic coders, PTO drag shafts, even bucket seats are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, they carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 in Strickland Center, and Highway 61 Basketball.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. While others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews & Mission boat retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6,
if you feel
Saturday, 9 to 5.
Drive different.
Don't drive high.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Today's rising inflation. Now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. The pre-funded policy called Pathway is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Galvin, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, a reminder, our Scotty Summer Statewide Text Win Contest going on until noon this hour. Using the Civic Media app, you want to text the word FREEDOM, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Text the word FREEDOM, and you are entered to pick up either this hour a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, somebody picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and then we'll have two grand prizes, and you get to pick where you want to have your staycation, and we'll even give you the chance to get there. So text the word FREEDOM, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. You have until noon, and then your next shot is with Todd Alma in the 1 o'clock hour. We are joined right now by our two guests. We have Kateri Klingel is on the live stream and Kai Gardner-Mishla on the phone, and we're talking about where we can agree on the abortion issue in Wisconsin. And you have a terrific website, Kateri, that you mentioned, and you've got some bullet points on there that I think there are five things on there that I think are important, and people should know that these are things that you agree on. So, recent human require human development education in schools. That seems like a really good starting place. Require all options information at pregnancy centers, abortion clinics, and prenatal care providers. Extend Medicaid for 12 months after the woman gives birth. Provide a refundable state child tax credit. And enact paid family leave, including for foster and adoptive parents. Those all seem very reasonable to me.
One would hope.
Right?
One would think.
but then would we... I know, but then... Okay, first of all, I can see where all kinds of problems are going to come up with requiring human development education in schools. No, I don't want my child to call me by the right terms. No. If they learn about sex, they're going to do it.
Opt-in. So we do have very specific...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I want to give you...
Kateri, go ahead. Solutions.us. We will include the link in our show notes, ladies, so that everybody can follow this link and check in. And you can actually weigh in on these proposals. Again, requiring human development education in schools, which I think is so critical. If you don't understand how you get pregnant, how can you prevent yourself from getting pregnant? Come on, people. Require all options of information at pregnancy centers, abortion clinics, and prenatal care providers. I do have a question about that, because for some of these pregnancy centers, they have been known to give intentional misinformation to women. Would they also be required to cover all of the options, including abortion?
So if you're receiving funding from the federal funds or state funds, right, we have to know and understand, right, the rules and laws around businesses being able to say, no, I don't want to have to provide certain pieces of information. However, if they're receiving funds from the state, that's where we're able to say, hey, it's important what's going on here, right?
And what she's been here, but she's gone,
to you,
boy,
right?
She's
and
gone.
Different spaces are going to, approach
Memphis,
things from a different understanding. And again, lived experience and our beliefs and our understanding of the world shape that. But we do think it's important, yes, that all spaces that are going to be that funding help to educate the informed decision.
You can't make a decision if you don't have all the options in front of you. I'm sorry, Kai, go ahead.
Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in the gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me.
The right decision, especially if trusted information is given across all the different centers or providers. That's really important. Education is important and key to alleviating disparities. It's also key to alleviating
now I talk to weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Of folks who do not belong to that religious group. So to me, it's very important.
Ed said, too, that this educational component would be an opt-in situation, so parents can still opt out of it if they choose.
Yeah, and I think it's important to emphasize, right, that religion, or the way someone navigates the world, is I believe certain things about the world, and I operate within an understanding of those beliefs. All of our laws are based on an understanding of the world, and the way I'm concerned about the way that we decide to treat that human being. So I think it's a bit of a fallacious argument to say that if one is religious, then suddenly secularism isn't also operating from an understanding of the world and principles about how the world is.
But I think the concern, at least for me, Kateri, is one particular aspect of religion being allowed to enforce these beliefs on a populace that does not necessarily all believe those things. I do think it's...
Right? So we say that you can't, that you can't kill somebody in the street. You can't do that. But then you can say, well, you're supposed to know me. My religion says that I absolutely do that, and I have a right to do that if I want to. But it's about the common good, right? That's the understanding. The Aristotelian understanding, which in this day, is also wrong. That if we're going to say these are things that we only look to, we have to understand each other and understand what is yes and what is no.
I think what's really crucially important is that we don't point fingers at each other and say, you are evil and you're going to hell.
Yes.
You drink the blood of babies and, you know, and that doesn't get us anywhere. So, wonderful conversation. Kateri Klingel and Kai Gardner-Mishlove have been our guests. We are going to provide a link to citizensolutions.us so you can weigh in on this very, very difficult topic, abortion. Ladies, thank you so very much. Really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day. Stay close. News is next. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ceasefire proposal aimed at ending 8 months of brutal fighting in Gaza. The Biden administration's ambassador to the body saying only Hamas is standing in the way of the deal, but promising that the U.S. will make sure Israel upholds its obligations. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with police on the UCLA campus over 24 arrests.
Former President Trump had a remote interview Monday with a New York probation officer. That interview required of all convicted felons prior to sentencing. Trump was welcomed remotely by the Life and Liberty Forum, which has taken a strong stance against abortion.
I want to thank each and every one of you for your tremendous devotion to God and to country and your tremendous support of me. I hope I very much
The jury deciding the guilt or innocence of Hunter Biden will resume deliberations in the morning. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for an $800 million budget increase to support University of Wisconsin schools. Several UW schools have faced campus closures, staff layoffs, and program cuts, which Governor Evers intends to address with this budget increase. For years, the Republican-led legislature has denied UW budget increases. The new executive budget will be introduced in 2025. Judge Susan Crawford has entered the race that will determine majority control of Wisconsin's Crawford is a liberal judge who will oppose conservative Judge Brad Schimmel. As a private attorney, Crawford represented Wisconsin Planned Parenthood and defended access to abortion care. Schimmel, her opponent, has advocated for enforcing Wisconsin's criminal abortion ban. After an election on April 1st of next year, the winner will serve a 10-year term. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Sapp, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program. Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Richard Linklater's latest film, Hitman, starring and co-written by lead actor Glenn Powell, is really good. Powell plays a college professor but works for the police by night, pretending to be a hitman to entrap those looking to have him killed. The story is filled with fun turns, suspense, sweet romance, and is based on a true story. Hitman What do you do to help restore your image after you lost the host of the Oscars? You show you are a man of the people by watching your new film Bad Boys Ride or Die with the commoners. As Will Smith did, actually sitting right in the middle of the crowd of theater. The actor reveals himself after the end credits. Oh yeah. And you also make sure fan reaction is captured on TikTok by the theater manager. And that there's another camera outside to capture the glory. Smith went in for handshakes and hugs, most flinched, but no one was slapped. He is back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly clear sky, mid-40s in the overnight with light winds. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, south winds developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour, highs reaching the lower 70s, a chance of showers, even some thunderstorms possible in the late day. It's 47 at our studios.
Never play this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. You say 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of I said I don't know, Mr. Peter Rayfine, Google this week releases new products like a new AI agent. If you Google search, can I use gas to cook spaghetti? Google then says, no, you can't use the cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended, but do not do that. The Todd Alba Show, weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gwen Young.
On our next show, we'll have Pete Schwabba from Nightlight. We'll be talking media and what's coming out in the Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 until 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Maybe I should have thought it over when you said, will you join me later? I said, honey, I don't know if it's right.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is also the hour you want to text using the Civic Media app. Text the word freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Text the word freedom by noon today, and you are in the running for a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats. That happens daily. And then there will be two grand prize winners who get to pick where they want to have their staycation complete with gas to get there and back. Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake, including the pontoon boat. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Door County stay at the Ridges Inn Suites. Everybody who enters, whether you win something or not, everyone who enters will be in the drawing for the grand prize. And, Greg Bob.
Yes.
You can get a bonus entry.
How?
Once you text the word freedom using the app, you will get a response. Click on that. And that's essentially just going to ask you to go check it if you register to vote. And then you get another entry.
Done. And,
just like that.
And if you're not registered to vote, that's fine. No judgment. You just answer honestly.
There you go. Then get registered.
Yeah, get registered, but you also get another entry. Boom. We make it so simple. And we might pay for your gas. Well,
we are paid for your gas.
But if you win, you could win. You might win. And then you get your gas paid for. When does it ever happen unless you are Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas getting your gas paid for?
Excellent point.
Thank you very much. Brought back around. If you're listening to the show earlier, our Supreme Court is corrupt, but this contest is not.
It is not. And I also love in my show notes here, it says, the getaway is complete with gas to get there and back. Well, we weren't going to just give you gas for the first part.
You live in Fort Atkinson now.
You're on your own, baby. Good luck. Text the word freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, up until noon today. Todd Alba and I going on the road, baby. On the road with Jane and Todd. Right after I get out of here today, I am driving to Madison. So we'll be doing the show from our Civic Media World headquarters high above State Street tomorrow. And then Todd and I are going to be broadcasting from Richland Center on Wednesday. We're in Eau Claire on Thursday and wrapping up the tour on Friday in Avery.
And speaking of Todd,
thank you, Calvin.
A double. Also, don't forget, we want to be the number one show as far as entries, so make that happen.
Todd Alba still beating us.
You know what?
He's good, man. He is good. It's a friendly wager. We have a friendly wager. Whoever gets the most entries, the loser has to buy a steak dinner at a summer club in Amory, which I'm completely cool with.
And no matter who wins, Aaron Zommers has to buy me a Subway sandwich.
That's an addendum, I think, to the original bet, but sure.
Why not?
All right. Don't go for Dolly.
Yeah.
What are you?
Did you think this would end well for you?
Apparently so. A record for the Federalist, Erica Anderson, criticized Dolly Parton for her non-judgmental approach to life and her claim that she loves everyone. Erica Anderson's headline read, "There's nothing loving about Dolly Parton's false gossip." Anderson argues that if Parton is a Christian, as she claims, she should call homosexuality sin. Quote, Parton's version of love, which includes condoning immoral sexual behavior, she said, be who you are, is unaligned with God's vision for humanity. My favorite part, Saturday, I think this was posted on Friday, Thursday or Friday. On Saturday, Anderson telling Yahoo Entertainment that the widespread backlash made her realize she probably abused Dolly Parton to press for her. Dolly's fans went crazy.
Yeah, and Dolly's fans, by the way, aren't, you know, they're not
mean girls.
Well, they're not mean girls, but they're also not, it's not this group or that group. It is a vast group of individuals who protect her. Because I said she was high base in trouble. They're saying this, but I don't care. Dolly Parton might be the second coming of Christ. And I'm just, because she has such a Christ-like believer, just like, because this Erica Andrews said that Dolly Parton should admonish and say that they are, we do not love the sin of homosexuality. Jesus never said anything in the Bible about that. Jesus said, do unto others, love your brother,
stranger.
You welcome the stranger. Clothe them. She clothes me. She provides books. She loves
thousands of books.
Thousands of books. You can sign up right now for your little kid book every month for the first 5 years of their life. She loves everyone. She is the exact example of what Christ's love is supposed to be.
Says, I regret using Dolly as an example for the point I was making as I wrote in the piece, I love her and think she does some incredible things for the world. We all make poor choices in how to frame things sometimes. This was one of those moments for me. Dolly is one of the few people who is beloved by all and who loves all. The world is lucky to have her. Yes, it is. Very much so. Don't come for Dolly. It's not going to work well.
Said, you know what, people got their feelings, that's fine. They have had their opinions about me for 50 years, they've said, she probably said, because she's loving and forgiving. And I get what she's trying to do. She's trying to do some real low-rent damage control on this article. I shouldn't have used her as an example. It wasn't the best idea. No, you wrote the article, there's nothing loving about Dolly Parton's False Gospel. If you were writing about Hollywood or liberals or just musicians or whatever, but you wrote an article about Dolly Parton. You made Dolly Parton the target of this piece. There's nothing, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, you shouldn't have done it, but it's no, don't act like, oh, she was the only example I could use. You knew what you were doing when you started it.
Absolutely.
And you're probably enjoying the attention you're getting from the people who support you, because let's face it, you don't care about the people who don't like you. So all of this, you once again
catch a gust of wind in myself.
People on X.
Girl, you know I never can tell.
That just came out of my mouth.
You just said it. Gonna take me? Calvin, mark the day and the time.
I need a lozenge. People on what used to be Twitter were not happy.
I'm rocking like a rock.
They came for Dolly. We ride at dawn.
Out here in the crazy.
Folks, a land war in Asia is the second biggest blunder anyone can make. The first biggest blunder coming for Dolly Parton.
So I guess never put your life on the line.
Sure use my friend.
When death's involved with the Sicilian is third. That's third. That's been bumped down.
Come and get
okay, good to know.
The third person on X saying, no, you do not come after Dolly Parton. You absolutely do not. I will go after anyone on this app except for Dolly Parton. Delete your entire account.
It just makes... No, that's like going after Mr. Rogers or Tom Hanks or like these are
Betty White.
Betty White.
Like going for Betty White.
Try Keanu Reeves. Like you, there's just people you just don't go after because it will never make you look good. It will only make you look monstrous or stupid or both.
Last year, Dolly Parton talked to the Hollywood Reporter about the recent onslaught of anti-LGBTQ plus legislation. Quote, I have some of everybody in my own immediate family and in my circle of employees. I've got transgender people. I've got gays. I've got lesbians. I've got drunks. I've got drug addicts. All within my own family. I know and love them all, and I do not judge. And I just see how brokenhearted they get over certain things. And I know how real they are. I know how important this is to them. That's who they are. They cannot help that any more than I can help being Dolly Parton. You know, the weak people know. If there's something to be judged, that is God's business. But we are all God's children. And how we are is who we are.
And also, let's be clear as well. Dolly Parton in this article also talks about she doesn't consider herself a Christian. She considers herself spiritual. She was raised with the Bible. She loves that she was. But she has a spirituality now. And that's more seems like from this article and from the things she's done and said, a connection to human beings, regardless of who they are. She's going to love and hug you and tell you that she loves your face. If you are conservative, if you are a liberal, if you are transgender, if you are, you know, a father of four kids living on a farm with your, you know, it doesn't matter. She loves you for who she is, for who you are, yes. As long as you're good and kind. And that just makes all the more my point. Don't come for Dolly!
Yes, as Erica Anderson learned, wrong person to target.
He'll have no fury like a woman.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, Dolly's not going to address this. She's above this. She doesn't care. But,
she'll say bless her heart.
Probably. She'll say, I love you. You know, have a good day.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's more proof. It's just bad planning.
Bad planning. I just find it interesting that when she's sitting down to write this article, can I use as my example? And scapegoat, essentially. Right? Or you believe the wrong thing. Your love is the wrong thing to love. Because you're not judging. You're supposed to be judging. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to be judging.
That's not your
wasn't
problem.
It judge not, lest he be judged?
That's not your... That's a job that needs to be on your plate, actually. The judging is God's job, not yours. So go do something else. And... honestly, we're gonna write an article about how I have a problem with people's gospel. It's the ones who are standing in $50 million churches asking you for money so they can buy their third jet to take their fourth yacht because they need to go somewhere and find out more about God. No, that's not how this works. I don't believe in your prosperity theology. That is nothing but an excuse to make money off the backs of people who don't have enough. And if people like Dolly Parton are in the world who say, I want to donate money to help those who are the victim of earthquakes and
natural disasters.
If I want to use my money to purchase books for children so they read and they grow and become better people, you know what? I'm not a religious person, but I believe in the gospel of Dolly Parton.
That should be good.
That should be good.
The gospel of Dolly.
I'll bet you any amount of money.
The gospel of Dolly. All right, don't forget, you still have about 10, 12 minutes to text the word freedom, FREEDOM, text the word freedom, using the City Media app, and you are entered for our hourly prize, Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. One person per day looks at a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. You use them.
That's a fantastic
good view.
Oh.
Great access, I understand. Like, right up the stairs, there's bathrooms.
You feel fancy because you're up in the 300s around the suites and all the cool people like, oh, look it, it's a guy who makes way more money than me. We're sharing the same bathroom.
We're both here. And then, of course,
looking
two
for an
grand
exciting
prize
career opportunity
up a
with a world leader in coated glass for residential
on the
windows and doors. Look no further than Cardinal CG.
Lake Geneva State
they're hiring
and Harbor
for
Shores,
all shifts,
County
including
stay
production
at the
positions
in
with a potential
suites
to earn up to
everybody
$29
enters,
an hour.
Even if you win
enjoy
one
of
the hourly or daily prizes,
per year,
everybody is going to be
earning
in the
vacation hours
those two
on your
prizes.
Very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison
you're
Street
entered
in Spring
another
Green.
Time.
That's your
join
bonus
the Cardinal
entry.
CG
so
team
you can
today
enter every single
and be a
time
part of the future of to, residential
in a day.
Glass
that's what,
innovation.
Seven, nine, 11, one,
tackle
three,
your next project with ease
seven.
With Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool
just
accessories,
like on that
power
link
tools,
and checking to
lighter,
sure
hand tools,
to
storage, batteries, chargers,
we're making it
and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite
learned,
solutions.
Don't cover Dolly.
The most
right.
respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories.
Better.
Milwaukee Tools and Napa, the perfect team. Striving to make your day easier.
That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise. exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Vanguard Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
I like the band. Can I talk a little bit about them?
Some stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed her mind to
you. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory. Then after three rounds of Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. And after four rounds of Jose,
welcome back. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us. Just about 10 minutes left for you to text the word FREEDOM, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Text the word FREEDOM using the Civic Media app, and you are entered in our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. So text the word FREEDOM, and then Todd Hallbein, the 1 o'clock hour, will have the next word for you, and you can enter every hour that you have played. I'm very excited to talk about this. Something to make lying better. Yes, there, it can actually be done. Summer Head Rains is with us at the Milwaukee International Airport. Good morning, Summer. Thank you so much for being here. Let's talk about TSA
Preacher.
My husband and I have had this for about a decade. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful and will make your life so much better if you fly. Summer, tell us, what is TSA Preacher?
I couldn't agree with you more. It definitely makes the TSA process really easy and seamless. So what it is, it's a program that basically speeds up the TSA security screening process. You have this TSA Preacher designation. You get to go in a separate line in TSA, and once you're in that line and you're approved, there's no need to remove your shoes, you don't have to remove your belt, you don't have to take off your jacket when you're going through those security scanners. You can also leave your laptop in your bag, you can leave your liquids that you've packed in your bag, so it's a really great program to be part of.
Well, and I want to say, especially for people who are a little bit older, my husband has a spinal cord injury. He's not very bendy. So putting his shoes on and off is a pain. It literally a pain. So not having to do that when we travel is wonderful.
I'm not at home.
Definitely. I personally, I would agree that's one of the best.
I'm out there dancing on the
mountain. You know, if the line's busy that day, you really get to have waited, let me put back on and up to the back. Hopefully, I can walk in the circulation area. So, there's a place for everyone to get themselves situated at the TSA, but TSA Preacher is a really great option. For people that travel, a few times a year, I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah, and it's an affordable process, too. I mean, it's an easy process, but it's also affordable. And I didn't know this, but I'm actually today I'm going for my interview for my pre-check. Because I haven't been, I mean, I travel, I go on a plane like 2-3 times a year, and I just never did it because, like,
I don't need it, it's fine.
And I know we're going to talk about it in a moment. I have what's called clear, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I was talking to my brother-in-law about it when we were in D.C. a couple weeks ago, and he's just like, it just makes sense. Even if you use it once or twice a year, you get it for 5 years, and it just makes everything easy.
Oh, and I'm telling you, if you're coming from overseas and you landed O'Hare, having TSA PreCheck will save you an hour, at least. And quite honestly, maybe this is just my personal opinion, there are a few things worse than having to take off your shoes and you're not wearing socks at the airport and now you have to walk through the scanner thing in your bare feet.
Well, that's just pretty funny.
You're right. Summer Hick Rains is our guest. She's with Mitchell International Airport, and we're talking about TSA PreCheck. And now you can sign up for this, Summer, at a kiosk.
Dude. That's correct, yeah. So previously, of identification. There's an entire list on the TSA's website, tsa.gov, that'll tell you exactly what documents you need to bring. And yeah, that's basically it. We're open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at those clear kiosks right in the main terminal 7 days a week.
I, when I go for my interview today, I'm going to be taking my driver's license, my ID, as well as my passport. I do have clear. We signed up for it last year because a lady came up to us and said, hey, do you want to, like, you know, skip the line? We're like, yes, please. And then luckily, when she started signing us up, she goes, well, you are also in the wrong terminal.
Oh, dear.
You were in line for the wrong terminal. So actually, her asking us and us signing up saved us. I don't think we would have missed our flight, but we would have been testing that. But Clear is great because you go in, you go right to a kiosk, you scan in. The whole process takes you about 2 minutes, maybe. And then they take the front line for your, if you don't have TSA pre-check, and then you go and you take your check. It just makes it very fast and effective. And also, a great thing about Clear. By the way, I'm not paid by Clear. I pay for my membership. There is no endorsement if you're listening to Clear. It also works at events, too. When we were in D.C., we went to a baseball game, and there was a Clear kiosk there that you could skip the line to get in the baseball game.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a yearly membership. So I'm sure you want to talk more about that. But Clear is great.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, Summer. Is there a big difference between TSA PreCheck and Clear?
Yeah, so they're two separate programs. It's a little bit confusing since Clear is now offering those TSA PreCheck amendments, but they are two separate programs. So PreCheck, again, is that expedited security lane where you don't need to remove those liquids from your bag, your laptop, you can leave your shoes on. Clear is a little bit different. It uses a biometric scan. When you get to the airport, it actually allows you to skip that TSA line and move to the front of the line. So if you don't have TSA PreCheck, you're still going through that regular line, or that regular lane.
Well, take advantage of it. You can now sign up at Mitchell International Airport. Summer McGrains has been our guest. Thank you so very much, Summer. Really appreciate your time.
You guys, have a
you too. Stay close. News is coming up next, followed by the one and only Todd Allbush Show. Thank you so very much to Greg and Calvin and our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all to all of you for calling and for texting and for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She called me
at Kreitlow. Tuesday morning on Upnorth News Radio, we check in with dairy farmer Hans Brighton Moser up in Lincoln County. And Sharita Booker has our most popular social media posts.
And Upnorth
News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blady, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime. Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450.
97 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.